Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So yesterday, I'm at the mall, and this woman comes walking, pushing her little kid, and she's wearing a shirt, and it has a big lettering, and it says, "I'm grateful." And I thought, you know what? That is so good. That is so good. It didn't say anything else. It was super big writing, and it just said, "I'm grateful." And so, you know, as she walked by, I just said, "Hey, love the message on that shirt." And she smiled and said, "Thank you," and then kept going. But I just thought to myself, you know what? There's somebody that you're attracted to. There's somebody in business. There's somebody that if you're a service provider, you want to help that person. Because why? Because gratitude is one of the highest, most powerful emotions that we have. It's right up there with love. It's like love number one, gratefulness and gratitude number two. And so you want to go out of your way to help that type of person. Are you that type of person? Am I that type of person where we literally could be wearing a shirt 24/7 that says, "I'm grateful"? Listen, there's people that have it all. They have everything on the outside, but they don't have gratitude on the inside. And I'll tell you what, they are empty. They are dead people. So gratitude, we all know these stories. You know, we go to these mission trips or we go overseas and we see people that have a fraction of what we have materially, but they have gratitude. They have joy. They have gratefulness. And you know what? It's contagious and it's convicting. It's convicting because sometimes we look at ourselves and say, "Well, gee, here I am complaining about, you know, the stupidest thing." We have this term right now, right? That's like first world problems, right? We say that like, come on, you're complaining that your steak is, you know, whatever. Like the fact that you are eating inside with a knife, with a fork, and the fact that you're eating steak, like, dude, come on, right? But again, it's all perspective. It's all perspective. There's the old story that says that someone was complaining that their shoes had a hole in them until they went down to the marketplace and saw a man with no feet. That's my point, folks. My point is that you and I have abundant reason to be grateful, not just on Thanksgiving Day, but as a perspective, as a lifestyle. And I'll tell you what, this woman yesterday, super cool, man, super cool. Take care, be a soul on fire, and just tag somebody that you know that's grateful. And just say, tag somebody and tell them you're grateful for them. You know, "I'm grateful for you," whoever, maybe your accountability partner, your writing buddy, your speaking partner, whatever. Just let them know, because I'll tell you what, life's short. We don't always have that opportunity to convey gratitude. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.